What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
8:48 quickly, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of several books. Let me go straight to this Politico article that he wrote. April 16th, 2025, she's butted heads with Mayor Mitch Landrieu, who once called her a loudmouth. She's since made amends, won a seat on the city council despite an embarrassing and potentially career-ending incident involving her husband, an attorney for the city, and a joint. And she was instrumental in saving her city from being razed and turned into park land after Hurricane Katrina submerged it in 7 feet of water. This, in a nutshell, is LaToya Cantrell, and that was written by our guest, Tyler Bridges. How you doing, Tyler?
Good morning, Tommy.
Tyler's an accomplished author. You can go to tylerbridges.com. He wrote 4 books, maybe more, I don't know. But, Tyler, I got to tell you, my favorite is The Flight, A Father Was of War, A Son's Search, because my dad served in World War II, and for everybody that's a member of that generation, it's a good read.
Thanks, Tommy.
Let's talk about the LaToya Cantrell that you wrote about in 2015. I know you are a reporter, but yet you are able, I guess, factually to compare and contrast the LaToya Cantrell of 2015. First time I was exposed to her, a friend of mine that lives in Mid-City said, you know, you might want to keep an eye on her because she's doing a lot to help with Katrina recovery. And I think I was one of the first ones to put her on the air. So I take no responsibility for that. I'm just saying that's how far I go back with her. Tell me about your history with LaToya Cantrell and your thoughts about how she went from there to here.
Yeah, Tommy, in 2007, I was working for the Miami Herald, but I always looked for every opportunity I could to come back to New Orleans. So I convinced my editor to do a story on the recovery after Katrina 2 years later. And I was trying to figure out, well, where do I tell that story? And everybody said, well, you got to go to the Broadmoor neighborhood. That's the real shining star of the recovery of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, I learned that Broadmoor, the plans by some people had been to turn it into park space, that they thought there was no chance for a recovery in Broadmoor. But in fact, the neighbors got together, and there was a black woman named LaToya Cantrell who was spearheading that effort with Walter Isaacson's father, and you had blacks and whites working together, young and old, saving their neighborhood. And it was just everywhere I went, I heard about LaToya Cantrell, LaToya Cantrell, that she was a real dynamo, great organizer, and that she had the folks of Broadmoor united behind her and giving hope for a new life.
So that's the LaToya Cantrell that I met that had all of this dynamic energy and strength that was applied toward the forces of good. But that's not the same LaToya. But look, you're not the same Tyler Bridges, to be fair, that you were in 2015. I'm not the same Tommy Tucker I was in 2015. Everybody changes. But how would you chart the difference here?
Well, let me first say that, you know, then I wrote the piece in 2015 for Politico magazine. Mm-hmm. And I saw that same LaToya Cantrell that I saw in 2007 that you had seen when you first were putting her on
which
the air.
Which was around that time frame, Tyler, actually around 2007, I think it was.
Okay, yeah. And she was very connected to the neighborhood. She was very connected to her community, her constituents, focusing on a lot of little small things that can add up to making a difference in a neighborhood. Also feisty. You read the where she took on Mitch Landrieu, then the mayor. But, you know, in 2015, she was on the city council by that point. And in the story I wrote, I forecast there's a possibility that she could be the next mayor. And just all the signs were positive. But things have changed, right?
You know, I see a quote here from Oliver Thomas in that article that says, she's one of the few people who ran for office who didn't have to say what she'd do in office. She already had a record of doing. And that is very, very true.
Absolutely. And then we get to the confounding question, Tommy, of what happened. Mm-hmm. And I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about that and who was making the argument that LaToya Cantrell had not changed, that, and this person was saying that when you remember the whole issue of the of her credit card usage mm-hmm. and questions about that. And because I think there's a whole other school of thought, which is that it was after she was reelected that she really began losing touch with her community and neighbors. But it's clear that she did lose touch with who she was back in 2007 when I saw her in Broadmoor, and the Latoya Cantrell that I saw again in 2015, again, who was so connected to neighbors and communities. And she just, that's hard to see her today as being like that.
Latoya Cantrell of 2007 would never have checked out like Mayor Cantrell did after the start of the second term. Agreed?
Absolutely.
And the undying question is, what happened? Where did it all go so wrong? Tell me about, would you like to talk to her again and sit down and have a no BS conversation, although the word did come up during the interview in Politico, with her and just, I know she won't do it now because she's under indictment after all of this is over?
I would love to pose these same questions to her. I think these are questions, Tommy, that you have, that I have, that the community at large, not just the people in New Orleans, of course, your listeners, many of them don't live in New Orleans, mm-hmm. but it's important for all of us that right. New Orleans succeeds. And you got to have a good mayor. And I think there is just widespread dissatisfaction and disappointment and sadness the way things have gone under her. Whether she turns out to be found guilty or not, clearly the city is not heading in the right direction.
And look, I'm not one to judge, and I just wonder, I think it'd be, and I'm not in any way implying the mayor has psychological problems, that's not what I'm saying, but I think it would be interesting for either a sociologist or a behavioralist or whatever the title would be to look at this as a case study.
Yeah, and we can all play amateur psychologists. Mm-hmm. There were some people who say that she lost her head by falling in love with this guy. And, you know, there's a sad family story. Her mm-hmm. husband died. She has a teenage daughter. Other people will say, no, she was corrupt all along. Other people say she just kind of got arrogant, as the way people can do in political office. One thing we can say is that things are not headed in the right direction in New Orleans for whatever reason under her.
Tyler, pleasure as always. Go to TylerBridges.com. You can't lose with anything he's written. And I think what's important that you just said is that she's got a teenage daughter and that, you know, politically aside, these are real people that we're talking about in real people's lives. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
You bet. 855, 5 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.